Exit by Death.
So why would you follow more than 20 accounts, roughly speaking? I got a new follower right now today. Like I just saw it a few minutes ago. The person follows 5,000 accounts. Why? What is the meaning of this? What is the reason that you follow 5,000 accounts or 4,000 or 3,000 or 2,000 or 1,000, even 500, even 100 is too much. I mean, at 500 accounts following, they post 2 posts a day, which they don't. Usually they post maybe 5 posts a day. You get 2,500 posts. Even at 2 posts, you get 1,000 posts on your timeline on the following. In what world would you be able to read any of this? None of it. You can't catch up. It's impossible. And then I see people nagging about Twitter I'm still used to say Twitter. X's algorithm, like, oh, they shadow ban you, they don't show your post to me anymore and such and such. I mean, come on, you follow 500 people, you follow 2,000 people. It's like a lottery. What kind of algorithm would show you everything? You can't expect to see a specific person in the middle of 10,000 posts. It doesn't even make sense. Then you go nagging and complaining. You are the one that's not doing the same thing. You can't complain at X about the algorithm that they don't show you a certain person or they hide a certain person. I mean, you're the one following thousands of people. That doesn't make sense. On top of it, this type of behavior makes X algorithm actually more powerful above you, above your choice. It makes X decide, I'm going to feed you this today, I'm going to feed you that today, instead of you choosing what you want to see. I mean, if you follow maybe 20 accounts, then that's the same approach. You get to pick, okay, I like these 10, 20 people, I'm interested in what they have to say, and I'm going to listen to them. At least I have a chance to catch 50, 70, 80% of their posts. But that 5,000 people, come on, people. It doesn't make sense. Stop doing it. I got a reading account where in that I follow maybe 300, I think. I follow 300 people. And I got a few muted because like kind of products and apps that I just want to have them as a bookmark. But still, even so, I have them grouped in lists and everything. Even so, it's almost impossible to follow even 50% of them, to read 50% of what's posted. It's completely confusing me lately, especially. All I need is just one busy day or one messy day where I'm didn't sleep enough or I'm a little tired. And that's it, impossible to follow any posts. I don't even know who's posting what anymore. I mean, from autumn photos to this, to news to this, it's completely dizzy in my head. I'm fully dizzy. I've opened this X, I don't even know where I am. I won't even know my own name sometimes because these posts, they just keep coming. Son of a boom, son of a bang. It's a Seinfeld reference, by the way. Maybe you guys haven't seen Seinfeld, but you should if you haven't. It's really, really fun. Funny, 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 funny. Although Curb Your Enthusiasm is much better, Larry David, but Seinfeld is all right, obviously. It's one of the best still. So yeah, my point was, stop following thousands of accounts. Empower yourselves by not following thousands or even hundreds of accounts. Follow 20 maximum. 50 absolute maximum, but I think even 50 is too much. Be picky, okay? And give support to the ones that you actually care about. Because I don't like to see 10,000 followers where I check their profile and I see, Oh yeah, they all follow 5,000 other people. What's the point? They won't see my post at all. Are they even interested in me? Why do they follow me? What's the reason? They will never see any of my posts. It's like a lottery. Yeah, you can't reach them. I can't reach my own followers. So why do you even follow me? No, really, why do you follow me? I rather have zero follower. And then I post the podcast and I'm like, okay, I'm talking to a void, I'm talking to myself. When I get like 10 followers or 10,000 followers where they don't even see me, it messes with my mind. I'm like, will they see it? Will they not? I feel like I'm stuck between hopelessness and despair. And I used to actually have a much, much bigger account into the thousands. And one day I realized, what the heck is this thing? I mean, so many people follow me, but are they actually interested in what I'm saying? And I realized, no, they're not. Most of them were not interested. I'm like some kind of clown where they just zap through this channel, that channel, like a TV on steroids. What is this? It's like worse than 10,000 TVs all at the same time, you know, feeding you with different programs from this channel and that channel. And this time you don't even zap yourself. They switch the channels randomly, just completely make you freaking insane. It's insane, people. Don't do it. Stop doing it. Be picky. And when you get to be picky, if you follow 20 accounts, and those accounts, you are going to read their posts and they will like it. So it means you empower them too, the people you like, the people you support, you actually care about. I mean, your follow means nothing to me. Zero if you follow more than, let's say, 100 people. You follow more than 100 people, your following me means nothing to me. Nothing, honestly, nothing. Unless you are very specifically searching for my posts, like manually coming into my profile and see what I posted or listen to my podcast. That's fine. I get that. But 99% of the time, somebody who follows more than 100 accounts, I'm pretty sure they're not going to see my posts. Maybe once a week, maybe on a good week. Who knows? So like, really, why do you follow me? Don't follow me. If you follow me, like me, want me, be interested in me. Hell, even hate me, you know, but just pay attention to me. Otherwise, I don't need your follow. It doesn't make sense. And I think you're doing yourself and the others that you like a disservice by doing so. Empower yourself and remove the power from X and all other social media platforms where they force an algorithm on you and they get to pick and choose what you will see. This way, if you follow very few accounts and you keep your timeline to the following section, then you are in power. You get to choose what you read, what you see. That's much better and much more supportive to the accounts that you actually like, to the people, to the subjects that you're interested in. Then you can actually concentrate on reading them, learning or discussing or arguing or hating or loving, you know. At least you have a chance to interact with them. But as it is now, it's just random. They might as well remove the following and followers and just feed us random junk. This is basically what's happening. The following and follower are meaningless now. They are truly meaningless. Everybody sitting in the For You tab and just scrolling through random. It's meaningless. It's very, very, makes me feel awful, honestly, to post on X or any other social media platform. It almost disgusts me. But I'm doing it anyway because, yeah, I'm an idiot. Of course, I'm an idiot. Who isn't? I guess we are all an idiot at some point, somehow. There was this documentary about the word idiot. It's kind of funny documentary. I think it was BBC who made it, but I can't find it anywhere. It's a very funny one. So anyway, that's my pet peeve of today. Kind of a rant, but it's actually a very big issue and an important subject. Do not follow a lot of accounts. Give value to your time and their time, their posts, the people you like or hate or dislike or love. Give value to them by reading their posts, by interacting with them, not just, okay, here's another follow, here's another, here's another. You follow me and I'll follow you back. What does it mean? I used to see at least a lot of people, follow me, I get a follow back. Okay, what am I supposed to do with your follow back? Like I see these huge accounts, they have like 200,000 followers. They follow whoever follows them, and then they go right ahead and mute that account. What's the point? Oh, boo-hoo-hoo, this person with a huge number follows me. So what? The person doesn't see anything from you anymore. There was this actually massive account. I think she had 140,000 followers. She followed me. She followed, I think, I don't know, 14,000 people or something. And I went on a rant just like this on her. I'm like, why do you follow me? I don't give a flying something that you follow me. You think I'm enjoying that you follow me, the person that follows 14,000. I'm just one of many. I don't care. And I don't care how big your account is. You can have 1 million followers. I don't care. Because unless you follow very few people, then I won't care about you. Because only when you follow very few people, then I know that, okay, this person is picky. She or he picked me because they are interested in what I have to say. And that makes a nice feeling in me. Okay. I say something that is interesting. It doesn't mean always that they like it. I mean, most of the time they really dislike what I say. But that's nice too. I mean, I get some kind of interaction. You know, it's kind of fun, back and forth. But if you follow a lot of accounts, I don't care about you. Sorry, no need to offend anybody, but that's the way it is. I would like to care about you. I would like to care that, okay, I have a lot of followers, but no, it doesn't work that way. The reality is different, sadly. And this is the reason I kind of cleared out my old account. I couldn't take it anymore. So this account, I started from zero. Now I got, I think, 6 followers or maybe 7 now. So I'm restarting the whole thing, but it doesn't look bright. It seems that it's going to be another crap show of the people who follow me and they follow thousands. And I don't honestly even know if they read my posts, they listen to my podcast. I have no idea. Now, frankly, I don't care because I can't care. How can I care? Nobody does what I suggest. I mean, don't follow 10,000 people. Follow who you like only. Be restrictive on it. By the way, I'm using a built-in microphone on my headset. The sound, I don't know, maybe a bit muffled or something, but it frees my hands. So I hope you can still enjoy my rants and talk, even though the sound is not the best quality. I was looking at buying a better Bluetooth microphone, but they're kind of expensive and I don't have a lot of money. I was thinking I'd buy them and the sound is still crappy. What's the point? I don't want to risk it. So I'm going to go with this a while. And if you don't like the sound, if you feel like, no, this is really crappy, it's just unbearable, please reply to me or say something or send a DM or PM, send something. Talk back to me so I know that, no, change the microphone. This isn't good. It's annoying to listen to your person. But be honest, it's all right. Give it back to me. You like it, dislike it. Tell me as it is about my content, about my voice, the quality, everything. That was it for today. Thank you and goodbye.